toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
Allie's here, courtesy of ladiesinkeen.com. That's Keen, K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeen.com. You can go hear her radio show over there at your leisure. And I think your website's actually working, unlike Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's reliable. I'm just kidding. I did get lots of compliments today at the rally on Ladies and Keen on the radio show.
Yep. Wow, cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
People are listening and they're really liking it. Someone said it was their favorite show. I don't know if they were just being really nice, but it sounded pretty, I mean, I believe that.
Your compliment. Yeah. So we were out at the 420 March. Celebration today, and maybe you were as well, considering today is kind of like a national or international, I think, holiday for people. Of course, for those who don't know, 420 is kind of international code for the usage of cannabis, the smoking or the eating or the vaporizing of the cannabis product, which results in people, in many cases, actually having medicinal effects and being able to keep down medicine in the case of folks with certain maladies like AIDS or cancer, or perhaps it relieves pressure behind people's eyes with glaucoma or whatever. There's different effects that this has on people with different conditions. And, of course, sometimes you'll see those folks coming out in wheelchairs on 420 to stand beside or sit beside their brothers.
They have the most to gain. They want to be able to use their medicine.
But they also have a lot to lose by coming out and smoking at a cannabis celebration, because they could be identified. They could be arrested. And this is one of the reasons why people don't want to come out and do things like civil disobedience, because they're afraid of what might happen. I mean, we didn't have 1,000 people in Concord today. It was maybe 100 or 150 people, and I think that 150 is on the high side. So it was not a huge event. In fact, it wasn't as big as it has been. And I think that has to do with the fact that the ball just wasn't really run with as far as promotion is concerned. And I think maybe some different people need to step up and do promotion for it more effectively next year, or maybe later on this year, because it's going to happen again in New Hampshire. 420 happens on April 20th and also on November 5th as well. So it'll likely be occurring again. But it was still a success. It was a resounding success from all aspects. People were having a great time. No one was arrested. It's now our third year in a row of having 420 celebrations at the State House in New Hampshire, with literally over 100 people each time enjoying each other's company and consuming cannabis right out in front of the State House. Of course, a lot of signs are being held, a lot of conversations being had, people walking through, just walking on in and just finding out what was going on. They didn't hear about it. They just showed up. Other people did hear about it. And, of course, a lot of people are there that we don't know. When I say we, I mean those of us in the activist community that moved here maybe as part of the Free State Project, for instance. There's a lot of locals that show up at this event, people that are coming from all around New Hampshire, because they hear it through their networks and they hear it through their friends on social networking and things like that.
That's my favorite thing about this issue in particular, is that it brings about a very diverse group of people. There were young people there, like from toddlers all the way up, all ages. And there was a girl there in a wheelchair. And, you know, it was just great to see all kinds of people coming together in support of ending drug prohibition.
Yeah, and so a lot of
specifically marijuana prohibition.
Specifically marijuana. It's true that there were people there, I'm sure, that would say we need to keep other drugs.
Probably
illegal.
if you ask them, yeah, they probably are there. But you know, you got to start somewhere, and this is a great group of people. They're already right on one issue, and so great time to outreach to them and bring more people under the ideas of principled liberty. The idea that if you love freedom, if you want to be free in your life, whether it's to enjoy cannabis or to do whatever it is that floats your boat, then you have to allow other people to be free. And so that's one of the reasons why I always bring stuff with me to these events. I like to have flyers that aren't necessarily directly about cannabis prohibition. These people already know about that. And it's not like there's a bunch of people passing by in the street. This is New York City, so there's not just traffic flow going by. You can't really outreach to the average person there at this event unless they happen to be walking by. And there just aren't that many people. It's Concord, New Hampshire, you know, population 40,000. So I want to reach out to the people who came out to this event. I brought out Philosophy of Liberty. trifolds, which is our brand new trifold. And if our websites were up, you could go to tools.shiresociety.com and you could download that if you wanted and print it out at your favorite printer and distribute them locally. It's an international flyer. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to do this. So I gave those out.
You have to be able to speak English.
It's true, although it could be translated. So I gave those out to folks. I gave out Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers as well, encouraging people to not cop a plea and actually clog the system. And not only that, but I also explained Don't Take a Plea Deal over a megaphone for anybody who didn't happen to get the flyer. And we also had the Shire Choir who sang. Actually, everyone became part of the Shire Choir. Most people were willing to sing that were at this event. We handed out Shire Choir song sheets, which are also available at tools.freekeen.com when the site's working, but it's down. You think that's funny, Mark.
And most people were willing to think they were high.
They're very funny. And, well, maybe most people like to have fun, too. You know, maybe they just like to sing.
A lot of people are more apprehensive when they smoke, Mark.
It's certainly true.
A lot of people become more shy and less willing to do something outgoing, like singing Christmas carols at a state house.
I would much rather have not had to lead that, but I ended up having to take the lead on that because Jason Talley was not there.
Normally, where was the choir director?
Normally Talley is there, and he kind of handles the Shire Choir stuff, so I kind of stepped up, and Kelly Voluntary has helped out as well from freekeen.com. So we got it done, and we actually ended up singing one song outside of the State House, then moving into the State House at that point, where a large group of people, probably well over half of the crowd, came inside the State House. You came in, right, Ellie?
I did not go inside the State House.
You didn't? Okay, but JJ was in there. I know he was shooting footage in there.
Yes.
And so why didn't you come in?
I honestly just didn't. I just wanted to stay outside because it was so nice.
It was a nice day, and thankfully a lot of people did come in. We had a full circle of people standing in this kind of opening area where you walk into the State House, fairly large open area there. We had a large circle of people basically taking up the whole length of that area.
Singing.
Yeah. So it was absolutely outstanding. People were having a blast. They seemed to really enjoy the song lyrics. They're a lot of fun. Again, the Chronic Carol song sheet is available at tools.freekeen.com.
This is in the State House. That's amazing to me.
Well, yeah. We did it last year. So
something.
It's amazing each time. It's a lot of fun, and everybody enjoys it.
Try to imagine this at your State House, if you're listening to me, and you've ever been to one of the government bodies in your state capital, which I certainly hadn't until, in Florida. I never went. I had never gone. And you couldn't get in there and do anything like that. You couldn't get past the agents at the door doing
the
security scanning thing.
I was a little worried.
You might want to blow the place up. In New Hampshire, it's legal to carry a gun in the State House.
I saw someone do it.
I was a little bit worried because when we were walking up there, Kelly went in first. I held the door for folks. And so there was like a point at which the crowd that was going in stopped. And it seemed like security was probably in there saying something to them. I'm like, oh, come on, keep going. You know, I encouraged a couple people to go in, and they did. So they kept moving inside, finally. But there was a little stoppage, and I was a little worried that if somebody turns around at this point, it could be disastrous. But people did go in, and we did sing. And then afterwards,
You're a cult leader.
Huh?
See, you're a cult leader.
I'm a song leader.
Directing people into the building. Come on!
So I suggested that people go in. I mean, what's wrong with that? Somebody has to suggest these things, Mark. Otherwise, people aren't going to. They're not going to do them. And somebody has to lead the way. Sorry, that apparently gets to be me.
It's funny.
So
skinny little introvert from Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Reluctant cult leader.
Anyway, and it's not a cult, Mark.
Oh, that's right. It's not a cult. Everything else is.
Let me know what aspects of being a cult it fits.
Go ahead.
People going around singing songs is not a cult. So afterwards, I spoke out to one of the, after everyone was done singing inside, which, you know, takes about 10 minutes or so. I reached out to one of the, verbally, to the man in the back of the room, a couple of state trooper types standing in the back, and indicated them, because we just finished singing Drug War Cops Are Raiding the School, which we actually sang earlier this week on this program on Tuesday night. We sang that song. I actually sang it once outside and then did an encore inside, just so the people inside could hear the song. And I suggested to everybody that they give the cops a hug on the way out the door, so a number of people
sure
offered
dying for that.
The police a hug. Actually, Kelly got a hug from somebody.
Kelly could get a hug from him, yeah, sure.
So that was great. It was a huge win. The day was absolutely
not as huggable as you are, Allie. I'm sorry.
And I was amused when some teenage girls told me they thought I was a cop. That's always fun. 855-453.
They don't hire a Nuts Getty Kid.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the two-way radio, I think, the sunglasses for Tuck.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Enjoy the website when it works, which isn't right now because we're having serious technical difficulties. Apologies. If you go to freetalklive.com right now, it's going to take you to our Facebook page, which does have instructions for how you can listen online because our live stream is back. It was down earlier by coincidence. And now it's back. So you can go to freetalklive.com and get that information off our Facebook page. Thankfully, our advertisers' websites are still online.
That's right. You can go to manventureoutpost.com and browse through their expansive selection of name brand outdoor equipment, whether it's camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. They got bug out bags ready to go. You can buy them right there. Name brand knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and best rates that you're going to be able to find on the internet. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So maybe you want to tell us about your day as it was 420. A lot of people celebrating around the country with cannabis smokeouts going on all over the place. Of course, we read you the news about the Colorado campus that was attempting a crackdown to prevent people from being in their common area. I actually haven't followed up on that. I wonder if anything happened in Boulder. I think it was Boulder campus. We can check on that here in a bit. But Craig's on the line listening in New Mexico. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Good evening, Ian, Allie, and Mark. How are you?
Craig, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I have a couple of questions for you guys.
Okay.
First of all, at the beginning of the year, I lost my partner and shortly after lost my job. And no, I'm not going to tell you a big long sob story, but it got me to changing a lot of the ways I view the world. And I've been reading up on libertarianism and in particular the Free State Movement. And the question I have for you guys, and it's one I've been tossing around in my head, is do people who are libertarian-minded, do they discriminate? I mean, I have prejudices. I think everyone, if they go through a period of self-examination, has prejudices. But do I owe it to myself if I'm going to embrace a libertarian viewpoint to try and balance out the pros and cons? I mean, I can read things on the internet that support my views, support my prejudices. I can read things that contradict my prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
Is really part of embracing libertarianism to divest yourself of these things, or to try and build up your viewpoint of the world around the feelings you have.
So, are libertarians prejudiced in certain areas? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd say that everybody's prejudice is the first, you know, answer to that. And
what exactly is prejudice? Like, what are you
prejudging?
Judging. What are we judging?
Generally, it's referred to like regarding race or gender. But I mean, yeah, that's a good question to clarify. Here.
Sexual preference.
Race and gender are obvious examples for the sake of conversation. But, I mean, prejudice can, you know, I mean, I've been thinking of things like, you know, do I prefer Windows or Mac? You know, but I've really been examining many different things in my life and really trying to break down what preconceived ideas I've had on racism, on sexism, on politics in the United States. You can probably tell from my accent I'm not from this country originally. And I'm just wondering if as a libertarian, it would be worth my while to try and embrace the things that previously I may have had a prejudice about.
I think it's always worthwhile, whether you're libertarian or not. I mean, I don't like that term myself. I prefer the term voluntarist. But I think it's always worthwhile, whatever your political perspective is, to embrace tolerance.
To
embrace tolerance towards others and allowing. Because there's kind of like two different levels. There's tolerance, and then there's allowing. And I think it's important to, ultimately, if you love liberty, to allow others to be free. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it. It doesn't mean you have to embrace it necessarily for your own life. But you should feel good that others are feeling good about what they're doing, whatever it is that they're seeking out in life. As long as it's not hurting another human being, then you should feel good that those people are getting what they want or attempting to. And I think that that's just great. I think that, you know, what sometimes I'll have thoughts come into my head that I'm like, whoa, where does that come from? Like, I'm not that person. That's not the person I want to be. But maybe it was planted there by popular society. Maybe it was planted there by a relative when I was growing up.
It might be helpful to go back back and try to remember where you learned that idea in the first place.
I don't know if I could possibly. I mean, you hear prejudice from so many different places. It would be impossible to really, at least for me, to specify, because it wasn't my parents. I know it wasn't my parents that did it. So where does it come from? Where do those thoughts come from? And that's just how it is. I just have to put them out of my mind and move forward. Similarly, like sometimes I'll think angry thoughts, and I don't want to think angry thoughts, and I don't want to think violent thoughts. But these things come. I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ian.
So does that answer your question, Craig?
Yeah, I think it does. Just one follow-up to that, if I can.
Sure.
And that would be the... Right, I lost my train of thought. Just give me one.
That's all right. It happens to the best of us. Okay. It is 420, after all.
Yeah. Sadly, none of that around me at the moment.
Yes, sir.
If I disagree with a political cause or let's say a social program, like aspects of a welfare program, I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
Should I therefore try to separate the program from the people actually receiving and embracing it?
Oh yeah. I think
that's something I have a lot of issues with trying to sort out sometimes.
You gotta understand, we all live in this world as it is today. And clearly some people don't think the way we do. So if you are, for instance, you've got, some kind of mental handicap and makes it so it's very difficult for you to keep a job or you can't work or whatever. Yeah, in a free world, people would be able to get money from charities and things like that. Their lives would, they'd be taken care of in whatever fashion they were taken care of in a more free world. But currently, a lot of people's expendable income is taken up in taxes. The average individual pays taxes at like 40 to 60% of their income is paid in different kinds of taxes and eaten up by government regulations and these kind of things. So, that money is not available in the marketplace. It's wasted. It's inefficiently used. And therefore, those people can't get that money in other locations. So they have to get it where they can get it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Lastly, before I go, you were talking about aspects of cults before the commercial break.
Yes.
I would say being a Mormon and having God tell you he wants you to wear church-approved magic underwear and have you make a promise to do so, and then you're taught that it will protect you, is a sign that you might be in a cult.
Might be in a cult. Thanks, Craig, for the call tonight. Well, that's, again, brings up the question of, well, when do you become a religion? When does a cult become a religion? And isn't religion just a nicer word for big cult? 855-450-FREE. At least organized religion. I think that there are obviously religions, religious belief systems that don't involve cult factors like charismatic leaders and things like
that. It protects you from soiling your outer garments.
Toll-free number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the latest on the Boulder thing coming up.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on a Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Were you on the University of Boulder, Colorado campus today? If so, would really love to hear from you as to what the real story is, what happened, because we know that they were going to try to stop people from coming on campus today. As in the past, there have been over 10,000 people in the quad, the open-air portion, I guess one of the open-air portions of the campus, and have been smoking cannabis in the past, and the university was pulling out all the stops to put a stop to this behavior. We'll tell you more about what happened ostensibly. We'll pull the reports from two different news sources to give you the scoop here in moments.
So we've been talking about this band, Raja Mojo, on the air for quite a few weeks now, and it's been, as a result, they've been rising up the charts at CDBaby.com. CDBaby.com is a website where people can go and get music at 79 cents a download. Raja Mojo has four songs, so for $3.16, you can go over there and promote liberty-oriented music. I want you to try to imagine, for those who have been in the liberty movement for a few years, you know, and wanting to have liberty-oriented music, what it must be like for people who, you know, go to CDBaby.com and having, well, in the political category, actually, the Raja Mojo's, you know, done very well in several of the categories. Number one in 70s rock, number one in intelligent dance music, number one and two in retro rock. But go to the political category and see positions 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 filled up with liberty-oriented music. All of Raja Mojo's songs are there, and Jordan Page is there, too. Half of the top 10 is liberty-oriented music. a few years ago, this wasn't even possible. And frankly, if people... It's because listeners of Free Talk Live have gone and bought the songs there that has made this possible. It's and so Raja Mojo wants to thank everybody who's subscribed to their YouTube channel and purchased the songs over at CDBaby.com and left positive comments on YouTube and CD Baby, and they want to thank everybody for that. But I also want to remind you, look, the last people have already bought the songs. If you want liberty-oriented music to continue to be at the top of the charts so the people who go there looking for music see it, then you need to go and you need to buy the songs and make the comments now at YouTube.com. It's Raja Mojo. At CDBaby.com, it's Raja Mojo.
All right, so we've been talking about 420. It is the 420, April 20th. It's commonly known as a day in which people celebrate the use of cannabis as a very safe alternative to some other drugs out there, far safer than alcohol, which is an illegal and very hard and dangerous drug that many people die from using or get sick from using. And as has been pointed out, you cannot overdose from cannabis. It is just not physically possible. So it's a much safer drug. People celebrate it for various different reasons, because perhaps they use it for recreational purposes, or perhaps they use it for medicinal purposes, or maybe they want to grow hemp. Maybe they want to create products from this wonderful crop. There's so much to this issue, and we're not going to rehash any of it here tonight, but we'll be sharing with you a couple of different news stories to really give you a look at the way news can be reported and have a huge skew, a really inaccurate skew, according to the mainstream media, the big media, in this case CNN.com. Remember, we had talked about prior, a few days ago, talk about how the University of Boulder, Colorado campus normally is host to a huge marijuana smokeout on 420, like the biggest that I've ever heard of. 10,000 people in one place.
Tremendous.
Huge. The photos of this event, you can just see this haze over the crowd. It's incredible. And so the university got serious. They decided they were going to lock down the campus. The school closed the campus, according to CNN, to outsiders and spread an unpleasant-smelling fish-based fertilizer on the quad before enclosing it in yellow police tape.
Nasty.
And stationing police officers around the perimeter. Now then, let me give you the two headlines here. CNN.com, Colorado public pot-smoking event snuffed out. Now then, according to the competitor, the local TimesCall.com. So it's a local Colorado-based website or paper.
I'd be more likely to believe that.
Headline, hundreds march onto CU Boulder campus, light up for 420 protest. Those are pretty radically different headlines, aren't they?
But they could speak to the same thing. I mean, if you're talking about 10,000 people coming previously and only hundreds marching onto the campus, you're talking about an entirely, snuffed out? Okay.
Let's get to the article then, and we'll see if they are talking about the same thing. CNN, steps taken to thwart a public marijuana smoking event Friday at the University of Colorado appear to have worked. Protesters who gathered at a quad on the campus for the customary 420 light-up time dispersed without an apparent toke.
You know, I think
first paragraph.
I think, I think a lot of these major media organizations take press releases and reprint them.
In the past years, the Norland Quad campus, they go on to talk about how it drew 10,000-plus people for the event, which happens on 420. They spend the bulk of their article talking about 420 and the potential origins for the term. They go on to talk about how...
It's always fun to talk about, but really, nobody knows.
They go on to talk about how the university is cracking down. Hours before the planned event, three students who crossed police lines and went onto the field were led away in plastic handcuffs. Now remember, they've closed the entire school to the public, so in order to get on the campus, you'd have to have some sort of student ID in the first place, so only students could be taking part in this. Several hundred students gathered around the quad as the time approached. A man began shouting into the crowd, becoming its de facto leader. When asked his name, he replied, "It doesn't matter." "All right, it's 420. Who's ready to get weird?" he shouted. The crowd cheered. "Who's with me?" he called out. Another cheer. The crowd seemed to expect him to light up a joint, but instead he dashed under the police tape and ran across the quad as police gave chase on foot. None of his encouragers followed. So hundreds of people ostensibly surrounding this quad. One man runs out into the center. Police nabbed him, carted him off in plastic handcuffs. Their leader gone. No one in the crowd seemed to know quite what to do. No one could be seen smoking marijuana, and by the less legendary time of 4:30, the crowd had gone on their way. And they go on to talk about the 420 event and its origins. Then they quote a university police spokesman, Ryan Huff, said the smoke-ins have become too dangerous. He said, quote, it's hard to keep track of that many people high on marijuana.
I love that. they've got all those people on this university. I mean, these university campuses, state university, major state universities can be tremendously large. I mean, bigger than most, many cities in the United States. These things are huge. But suddenly they smoke marijuana and it's reefer madness. I got news to you, pal, for you, pal. Just as many people are high on marijuana every other day
on the campus. Absolutely. They're smoking up in little alcoves and inside their rooms and wherever they can.
So he probably wouldn't know that because it's not like it's really obvious that when someone's high. Like,
how could you not know? But how could you not know? As like campus security, how could you not know marijuana's rampant across your campus? I mean, you are making busts fairly often of college kids for smoking it because just, you know, they'll be
it's
silly.
It's his job to believe that they catch every marijuana smoker.
So, all right. So, but you got the gist of the article, the piece from CNN? No, nothing happened here. Look, all those kids, they gathered around. One of them ran out. He got busted. Three other kids got busted earlier in the day for crossing the police line. The police snuffed it out. Not a one person smoked pot. That was the viewpoint from CNN.com. Now we switch back to TimesCall.com, the local article. A group of several hundred people marched onto the University of Colorado this afternoon in protest of the administration's decision to close the Boulder campus to the public on 420, and many defiantly lit up at 4:20 p.m., as has been tradition for at least the last 10 years. Huge, different first paragraph. The first paragraph in CNN says no one smoked, and this piece, it says many defiantly lit up at 4:20. Well, it said hundreds went on campus, and it said many lit up. And there's photos here, by the way, so there's proof that people were smoking at this particular event. So what really happened? What really transpired on this campus?
I believe that one of the pictures.
Where were they, though? That's the question, because
the big
according
campus
to CNN, they weren't in the quad. Turns out they went somewhere else, and it wasn't a secret. CNN just didn't report it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll give you more details on what happened on the Boulder campus here in moments. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a
songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Might be able to speak to your call and thoughts in here at 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, Ian.
Allie.
And Martin. Inviting you to our website, if it were working, but it's not. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com. It's going to take you to our Facebook page, which I don't know how long the site's going to be down and out for. Hopefully it'll be a backup by tomorrow morning. There's some serious changes that need to be made we can't get into it right now. So we're working on that. But if you go to freetalklive.com, it should take you to our Facebook page. Later, I will post the archive link to the Facebook page. So if you are somebody who listens online, you'll still be able to get the archive for tonight. And although if you are somebody who listens to the podcast, you're going to have to go directly to our Facebook page to download the archive. It's just not going to deliver it because the podcast is hosted on our website, which is down. So bear with us, freetalklive.com. All right, so we're comparing some really drastically different news coverage stories from today and the Boulder, Colorado campus. There was big headlines a few days ago about how the police and the campus are going to crack down. There were 10,000 people that showed up and smoked pot, a bunch of them, probably most of them, just townies, not actually people that go to the college, people coming in from all over the place to gather in a place where, you know, they feel safe. If you've got numbers around you, you're less likely to get arrested.
Sure.
So 10,000 people started feeling pretty safe because this has been going on for a decade where people go to this North Quad part of the Boulder campus and they smoke up at 420 on April 20th. And they've done it for a decade. Well, this year they decided they were going to put a stop to it. The campus put down like fish fertilizer.
Yeah.
They put up police all over the place. They were restricting the entrances of the school to prevent people from coming in who were not actually students on this particular day. And then they had police tape actually around the quad, so they were restricting students from even crossing through the quad throughout the entire day. So no one was allowed in this ostensibly public property where quads have historically been on campuses, these places for free speech. Quads have been places where you can set up a table and you can, you know, petition and you can do stuff to reach out to folks. Historically. Not today, though, because they wanted to stop people from smoking pot. So the first article that we shared with you is from CNN, where it basically says, protesters who'd gathered at the quad on a campus for the customary 420 time dispersed without an apparent toke, and then goes on to get into detail how no one smoked. But the other story from TimesCall.com, local reporting, says, yeah, absolutely, many people smoked, they say. CU police estimate the crowd totaled about 700 people, 300 gathered on the field near Duane Physics and another 400 watching around the edges. In years past, up to 10,000 smokers have filled the North Quad, or Norland Quad, rather, which this year was closed entirely. So it's not as many people, but then again, they locked down the entire campus and would only allow students on. So there weren't as many people that could possibly have come to it. Police made 3 trespassing arrests and issued 10 tickets for trespassing and 1 ticket for marijuana possession. Well, that's a real take, huh? Ryan Huff, the spokesman for these...
I wonder what the cost of this this law enforcement show of force was, and what they get, 11 tickets here?
The group initially gathered at Central Park, which I guess is not technically on the campus, or at least it's not where they were originally... You know, it's not that the area was being cracked down upon. So they gathered elsewhere, and then they made the march at about 3 o'clock up toward the university. They walked through the streets of the university before entering the campus near the education building. Police did not stop the group, which included non-students, as they walked onto campus. So it was just too many people. They overpowered the police checkpoints at the entrance to the campus, and a group of people, maybe they weren't students, they say that some of them weren't, walked up. They were chanting, "Whose school? Our school." We had songs today. Songs are so much cooler. We in our Concord 420 celebration today, there were lots of songs, not chanting. No chanting, actually.
Yeah, some of the chants really just don't do anything. There's some kind of thing going on online where I'm hearing different people arguing back and forth, and one person pops in with, "We are the 99%." What the hell does that mean?
The group approached the quad, but did not try to access the lawn when they encountered police. They instead moved to the physics lawn between Duane Physics and Baker Hall, where the countdown to the smokeout ensued. So, according to this story, they just went somewhere else. Oh, okay, well, the cops are guarding that. They've got
all
this.
That's right, we lost. We weren't at the fish poop place.
The fish fertilizer. They're like, all right, well, let's go over here where this other lawn is. And that's what they did. The smokeout, the countdown ensued.
A lot of times the fish fertilizer is fish emulsions or something like that, and it'll be to some extent, the decaying bodies of fish, but mostly it's just their poo.
Alex Hessel is a Boulder resident, but not a student, said an officer threatened to arrest him as he walked onto the campus, but ultimately did not stop him from attending the smokeout. He says, I didn't feel I was breaking any laws. We have the right to peaceably assemble. Daniel Schwartz... An Occupy Boulder protester.
Only you've got 10,000 people with you.
Well, they did it with hundreds, and they made it work with hundreds. You don't have to have thousands. You just need like 50 to 100 to get the thing started, and then other people can join in. The more you have, the better, though. And so an Occupy Boulder protester who was leading the march for much of the afternoon said, while the crowd was not as large as in recent years, he considered the day a success. And that's how I feel, even though it wasn't as big this year as it was last year. That's just a failure of promotion. It didn't mean it wasn't a success, because no one was arrested, at least at our event today in Concord. They did have an arrest for marijuana possession here, as well as for so-called trespassing on their quad. He says, CU tried to stop 420, but we just had it. According to CNN, they didn't. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Viper is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Viper, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I didn't really know when I called because I was trying to get the archive, and then I went to this website and that website, and I couldn't find you people anywhere, so I thought, oh, shoot, Ian's in jail. So I called.
The internet's broken.
No, not today. Just a server crash. So I appreciate the concern. It should take you now, if you go to freetalklive.com, it should take you to our Facebook page, and I will post the archive there for tomorrow. All the archive links still work if you know what they are. And when I post one later, if you want to get a past dates archive, you just copy the link and then type the exact date in over top of the numbers that are on the link I'll post. And you can still download anything you want. All those are being hosted separately, and our podcast host has not gone down. So thank you for the concern.
I've done that to get the podcast from I don't remember the name of the site that you linked to there, but I've done that.
Viper, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Hold on.
Quick.
I had a thought about the marijuana thing.
Go.
It really kills me that there is so much angst over this marijuana, and people. Drink alcohol until they're half dead every night. And, I had to, really get serious about finding a decent job. So I quit smoking marijuana, and I wanted a way to alter my consciousness. So I started drinking instead. and it sucks.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Viper. I appreciate that, and thanks for the call tonight. Let's get back here to a little bit more about what happened in Boulder, where, according to CNN, nothing happened. Nobody smoked pot on Boulder campus, according to CNN, but according to a local paper, which actually has many photos, and by the way, there's a lot of cops lining this quad area where they were preventing
people paid overtime
from accessing.
And trucked in.
That sounds more like a disturbance to the school than just some people out in the concourse smoking pot.
You mean the police being there? Absolutely.
I think it's all the disturbance. I mean, you know, I think they have a valid argument that many
people. Oh my God! It's people hanging out, getting high at a college campus. It happens every single day. It's just that they happen to have it in a large group on one day.
I think the cops are a disturbance. I think that the events are a disturbance.
There's no way that people.
They're probably best served by just not having classes on that day.
I would tend to agree with you there, Mark. That's probably true. But they went ahead and they had classes anyway. So according to, and by the way, if you're in class, then it's not disturbing you because they're out there. You're in your class.
10,000 people, that is relatively close, I think it's probably going to be noisy.
One sophomore, who's apparently a prude, Ariel Baker, said, "It's not going to all just end in one year. I'm glad to see the university took the first step. Because darn it, learning's so important. I can't possibly learn with those pot smokers out there smoking their pot in the field."
Boy, they had to comb the university for her.
Right.
The Young Republicans Club. <together. laughs>
Yeah, I had a feeling that we ran into a few of them today coming out of the State House. There was some stuffy-looking people coming out of the State House. I was offering them all flyers, like just Chronic Carol song sheets, and a couple of the ladies and this one guy came out, and they just, you know, they looked very conservative, and they were not interested in taking the information from me. So those people do exist, but according to the news here earlier in the afternoon, CU's crackdown on the 420 marijuana smokeout netted its first arrests as police took three students into custody. So they were totally cracking down on this one area, but they didn't do anything, and they couldn't do anything, because they'd put all their resources into the quad, so when the hundreds of kids decided, or students and locals, decided to go over into this other field between a couple of other buildings on the campus, well, they were like, what do we do?
Sure.
We've got all of our police line and our authoritarians here in this other field. What are we going to do?
Fish poop.
We can't leave. Right. We can't leave this field. If we leave this field, they might come over here, and we can't take some guys over from this field and put them on the other field, because then we won't have enough men. And they were screwed. They were outnumbered, and they couldn't do anything about it, because numbers matter.
And CNN lied about it.
And CNN, boy, were they dishonest.
Wouldn't they want a story about defiance? That's more interesting than what they wrote.
No way. They want their state media. They want a story where the state wins.
Shows where their priorities are.
Police have won. No one smoked, according to CNN. Hope you had a good 420. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is here.